Meanwhile, Chakora eyed Radhika and her sakis standing in the Chandrashala and Yavat, drink the wonderful rays of Krishna's moon rising over the mountain of Nandishwar. Indeed, the ancient sages are correct when they proclaim that an exalted woman's desires always bear fruit. Krishna's thirsty bee eyes fly ecstatically to the village of Yavat to savor the nectar pollen of Radhika's lotus face. After all, doesn't the hankering of a great man always bear splendid results? Yashoda asks Dhanishtha to serve prasad to Tulsi and Kasturi. Seeing their hesitation, Dhanishtha says, "O Brijeshwari, what to speak of eating? These manjaris will not even touch water before Radha has eaten." Pleased with the vow of the manjaris, Yashoda affectionately replies, "Well then, Dhanishtha, give them a lot of rice and sabji to take to Radha and her sakis." Dhanishtha then secretly mixes Krishna's remnants with the delicious food given by Rohini. Then she carefully packs everything in a large basket and hands it to Tulsi Manjari. Yashoda lovingly feeds all the servants and maidservants of her house, her palace, with her own hands. Afterwards, she sits down to eat with her sisters-in-law and their daughters. After Tulsi and Kasturi Manjari's leave Nandishwar, Dhanishtha privately gives Radha's tambul to Subal and informs him of the secret meeting place at Govindastali. When Tulsi and Kasturi arrive in Yavat, they show Krishna's remnants to Radha and the sakis. All the sakis become jubilant upon seeing and smelling the variety of delicacies. All the sakis and manjaris become jubilant upon seeing and smelling the variety of delicacies. Rup Manjari takes the prasad to Radha's Bhojan Mandir and makes plates for Radha and the sakis. Shatila calls, "O Vishake, Abhimanyu has eaten and gone to the Goshala to take rest," which he does every night to conceal his impotency. "So call Radha for prasad." Vishake gravely replies, "O Are, your daughter has fallen asleep from exerting herself in the forest. I will save that prasad and serve it to her later." Smirking, Radha places Abhimanyu's remnants in a corner of the dining room. Joyfully smiling, Vishaka tells Radha how she avoided Jatila's request. Radha and her sakis sit on a low, jeweled inlaid seat beside a gem-studded table covered with a beautiful silken cloth. As Radha eagerly relishes Krishna's Adharamrita. She looks like a female swan drinking nectar. Lalita sits on Radha's right and Vishakha on her left. The other Ashtasakhis sit around Radha in a semicircle. As Mohini once served nectar to the demigods, Tulsi and Rupa Manjari lovingly serve the prasad. Although there is actually only a little bit of prasad, because of Krishna's transcendental touch, the prasad increases more and more as it is served out. Besides that, these remnants of Krishna are being directly enjoyed by Radhika and carefully served by her sakis. Therefore, what is so astonishing about the ever-expanding nature of this prasad? Just as a female swan relishes the lotus stems left by her husband, the doe enjoy the soft new grass, bees enjoy the flower nectar, chakoras drink the moonbeams. Similarly, Radha enjoys even more while honoring the remnants of her beloved. As Radha finishes eating Krishna prasad, the Manjaris give her a golden bowl for washing and then offer Radha Krishna's prasadi pan. The sakis rest on separate beds while the Manjaris serve Radha by washing her face with a warm towel, arranging her bed, fanning with a chamara, foot massage, offering aromatic scents, and straightening Radha's ruffled clothes. Rupa and Tulsi happily gather some of Radha's remnants and send them to Brinda via a messenger named Malati. Then Rupa and Tulsi supervise the serving of Radha's other sakis and mandris before sitting down to relish Radha's remnants themselves. A mock fight breaks out amongst the mandris as they try to place the best items on each other's plates. After eating and washing their mouths, Rupa and Tulsi return to serve Radha. Then Srimati tenderly offers them her prasadi pan. All glories to the moonbeams of Sri Gokula Chandra's evening pastimes, which melt the moonstone hearts of the Brijvasis, increase the swelling waves in the ocean of their bliss, and induce the blooming of their beautiful blue lotus eyes. As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami's mature service, aroused by drinking the honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Sri Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva, and the blessings of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the 20th chapter of Govinda Lilamrita is now complete, and thus ends the Shayan Lila. Evening pastimes from 6 p.m. till 8:24 p.m. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Radha Govinda's Ashtakaliya Leela Ki Jai. Shri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Pada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.